Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
The Purple Station. I have Jimmy Duffy in front of me. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Marty.
How are you? Just fine day.
I'm not too bad. It's a beautiful morning out there.
Is it lovely?
Sure. Yes.
We don't know. We're in here in the middle of the earth. We have no clue.
In a cave, yeah.
In a cave. It is middle a cave. Earth. Kind of a man cave. How are you doing? Congratulations. You have a brand new album, which has to be very exciting for you.
Yes, this is. It's all been leading up to this point, really.
Hasn't it really?
Yeah.
Hasn't it really? Coming from Monaghan then and moving to Dublin. Changing your life,
yes.
And all of that.
Yeah.
But this is, anybody who knows your music knows how beautiful it is. But I think about it now, how long it's taken to get to this point, to actually have this in your hand. Yeah. It's a very exciting moment, surely, for you.
I'm 100%. And as I said, I started this all accidentally, really, 3 years ago. Yeah. So the pipeline from 3 years ago to now sitting in front of you with looking at, you know, a CD, a copy of my album is kind of like, how did I get to this point? But
sure.
But it's been what I've been working towards, and it's everything I wanted, you know, put into a little... into a record. And
for those who don't know, when it comes to music, how long or what age were you when you started to play music?
I think probably. I mean, I've been playing all my life.
Yeah,
very, very, very musical 24. Background. Oh, 24 now.
Yeah.
But professionally, obviously, for 3 years, for the last 3 years, and that's it. And I think it was October 2022. I think.
Oh, so. Really? So it's literally kind of a date thing.
Oh, I could tell you the date. I think it was the 10th of October. Or
You're
something.
Making it up.
No, seriously. It was just because I just think from Solace onwards, that's been my life. Up until that point, I'd been studying politics and wanted to, you know, be not a politician.
I was going to say, wanted to be president, considering what's going on.
I know. Goodness. But, or a journalist or something. And then somewhere guided me, you know, into a different world.
But you'd been playing piano.
Been playing piano, I think I started around, since I was 10, I'd been playing piano.
Yeah.
But Marty, like, I failed, you know, my grade 6 and my grade 7, you know what I mean?
You're surrounded by failures in here. You're a good company.
But you know what I mean? It wasn't until I kind of got to do something creative and be creative with my music.
And we're left alone to do your thing.
And we're left alone, yeah. And I had, you know, I give out about doing the grades and stuff, but it did give me the education, and my mother was right in the end of the day.
Sure.
But there is a lack of creativity, a room for creativity, a lot of these things that, you know, sometimes, you know, I think people should
look at
that.
You're doing something by rote that somebody else has written. Copy and paste.
That's not for me.
No. You didn't get a chance to see, or have you seen the Billy Joel documentary on Netflix, have you?
No.
It's brilliant. It's very long. It's two-hour chunks. Yeah. So you want to kind of, you move into it. You move into his head for the period.
Yeah.
But he has classical background.
Yeah,
Billy Joel, and you might think that until you see him play the piano.
Yeah.
And he lashes out Rachmaninoff, and he hits Beethoven, and he just plays but he's not even reading music.
Yes,
so it's like Elton John.
It's all up there.
Elton John's the same. It's in his head, but it is incredible to watch. And he's a great respecter of. I just played him doing Vienna, he's part of that whole world. And when you think about that music. And it's fine. But it's a great grounding for people to start.
Yeah.
And it gives you a great insight into what you do. So sometimes you have to kind of say, okay, well, that's where it begins. Okay. It's well worth a watch. So you do that. And then you move to a different place. But you do your own thing. Like Ian Audi.
100%.
Which must be the influence.
I mean, he's had that background of that classical training with this fabulous musician in, I think, Northern Italy. And
that's right.
And then he just got to use all that as his toolbox and his toolbox. Well, which he draws
and
from.
And took it and he made his own world out of it.
Yeah, Mama Cass says you got to make your own kind of music. That's been my motto for the last 3 years. That's what I've been living by.
You're quoting
by.
60s icons, you're my man. Mama Cass, that is a very good way of looking at it.
It is.
It is about making your kind of music and expressing yourself. Yeah. Let's have a listen. This is, I won't tell you because you probably know it already, but it is Jamie. Patrick Dexter, because some people mightn't be aware of your link with Patrick.
Yeah, so when I started all this, I was fortunate enough to do collaborations with different artists, and Patrick was one of the first people I ever collaborated with. And,
yes.
It was wonderful, and he's obviously a beautiful cellist, and I got to go to his house and his cottage where he records all.
That's right. We should make the point. COVID had a part to play in.
COVID, so, yes, 100%. Yeah. Really kind of found in for me from that.
Yeah,
a beautiful experience working with Patrick.
He's a seriously gifted, as indeed are you, my friend. But it's a lovely collaboration, and that's the thing too about the piano. That sometimes you need another instrument to counter it.
I mean, I think so. I always look at music as telling a story, and I think that's what all good composers strive to
yes.
do, to tell stories. And for me, instruments are tools which you use on your pen, and that's your pen to tell the story, or you know, your voice. And the more that you can incorporate other instruments, you know, I use the piano and tin whistle, and obviously orchestration in my music, and that's what it's all about.
Was the tin whistle first?
Tin whistle is my main. She's my main instrument.
You mentioned this to me earlier on. It's all about the tin whistle.
It is. Yeah.
Hang on a second.
No, well, the piano.
But the tin whistle is when you were a small boy, I presume.
Yeah, we learned very kind of rural tin whistle learning, in the sense I learned with my eight fellow classmates in
yes.
our primary school in our teacher staff room.
Yeah.
And but when I write and when I want to find a melody, that's a beautiful instrument, and one of the, you know, best ways of doing that is on the tin whistle, in my opinion, and sitting down and fleshing out a melody on that
yeah.
instrument. A lot cheaper
to carry with you, as Paddy Maloney used to always had it in the inside pocket,
oh, yeah. 100%.
Which I always thought was a great story, that he would play at the drop of a hat, literally, you know, because he brought his instrument. But the thing about it is, you can't do both, so you have to make a keen choice.
Yeah.
And you are known for the beautiful piano music.
Yes.
Where did you record the album? Where was it done?
Mostly in Reykjavik, up in Iceland.
Now, I'd like to say why, because it would be an obvious question.
Yes.
What's the link with Reykjavik?
Well, it's my mentor, really.
Yes.
He's on this album.
Yes.
He's a man called Atli Orfason, and he's a brilliant, one of the most successful films composers, TV composers, you know, in the world. And, you know, I did a session with him. On a whim a couple of years ago. I think he was doing a favour to somebody to sort of take me in and
right.
do...
Did this happen in Reykjavik? Or?
In London.
Oh, in London.
And
okay.
I thought he would really have no time for me, and I was on the plane, you know, heading back to London after it, and he just texted me and said, you know, I see a lot of myself and a younger self in you, and I really admire what you're doing, and I think as we talk about stories, I think you've got some beautiful stories to tell, and he... since then has been on board as sort of my mentor.
Isn't
in
that
all of this.
Yeah.
For somebody like that to take you under
well,
your wing.
Well, you see, that we all have to look at things like that and kind of say, you know, is it dodgy?
Yes.
Is it for real?
Yeah.
Is it somebody who genuinely sees themselves in
yes.
another person, which can happen?
Yeah.
So it's lovely that it's turned out to be for all the right reasons.
100%.
And that's fantastic. Now, but there are other musicians in here as well, though, aren't there?
Yes, and Colin McNamara is actually featured on this album too, which is...
You see, he lent his strings, as you put it.
He's lent a different voice altogether.
Isn't he something else?
He is. That song, it's called Take This Slowlier. I finished up my film score process in London, and Colm was over actually with us.
Yeah.
And it was 2 a.m. We'd just finished in the studio, and I was on the piano tinkling away with the melody, and I just hear from the other side of the room Colm playing this track.
Joking me.
And started kind of just playing along with me, and it was just a moment of magic, and I said, Colm, I just need one more piece in the album. I said, Colm, please be on the album, and he was.
You're like Lennon and McCartney. That's what they used to do.
Yeah.
One of them, seriously, that's
yeah.
one of them, one would do. I'm still reading this book on the Beatles, and it's going on forever, but I'm loving it. But there's that idea that somebody says, oh, hang on a second, and you cross-fertilise the music. It's a
yeah.
fantastic thing.
Exactly.
I have the CD in my hand. Can I play it? Can I play a little bit of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. It's called Take This Slowly. Now, I haven't heard this, so
yes.
we don't know.
Yeah.
Featuring Colin McNamara, who was in that very seat only
yes.
recently, because he had written a book called Leaves was written for the Ark in town, and he did all this beautiful music.
Yes.
Blow you away.
No, it's completely gorgeous.
The two of you on stage would be quite something, wouldn't it?
I know, and I tried to get him for Sunday, but he's got other commitments. So
has he?
Yeah, he's playing somewhere else in Derry, but he's a legend.
We should give him a ring and see what's going on. Anyway, this is it. This is from Jamie Duffy's album, which is interestingly called Jamie Duffy.
Hopefully the CD works now, Martin.
Yeah, I can hear it in my headphones. And this with Colin McNamara, it's called Take This Slowly. Let's have a listen to this. I didn't even know when that was going to end. See? That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's absolutely beautiful. But when you collaborate with someone like that, it is, I suppose, you might say it's straightforward. It isn't, because you're both creating out of the ether.
Yes.
Which is quite something. That something you do matches something he does, and you go, oh, that would be good here.
Whatever. Yeah, and you have to respect each other and be conscious and sort of give and take. There's a fine balance when it comes to, you know, collaborating with people. But as I said, that piece just came very naturally, just a moment of magic. And
sure,
what we played there in those 3 minutes at 2 a.m. in London, basically, what you hear in the track.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really.
That it just comes alive. It's absolutely stunning. You're at the NCH on Sunday.
I am. I'm coming back to the NCH. I can't believe it.
And it's nearly sold out.
Nearly sold out. Second time this year.
That is something else.
Yeah.
And it's just, is it just you or will it be?
It's just me. Hopefully get some surprises along the way.
Right, okay. But you nearly mentioned a name there, but we'll say nothing.
But we do also have a quartet on stage with me. Both the ladies called, they're Bow Music, and we've been touring around this whole country together.
Yes.
We're going to Cork, then to the Everyman on Saturday. So it's just like all of these dates, getting to share the stage with people you love.
That's like, right.
And our great crack is...
It's Saturday. And Friday, you're in Monaghan, funnily enough.
Well, that Monaghan,
yeah. Will you have anywhere to stay when you're in Monaghan, do you think?
I think I might be able to figure something out.
In the Inter Theatre and Arts Centre in Monaghan on Friday. And then it's Sunday on the 12th at the NCH.
Yes.
And prior to that, the 11th is in the Everyman in Cork. And then you're off to the Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny.
Yes.
Did I miss any? Oh, no. The Town.
Dundalk. Tomorrow.
For God's sake, tomorrow. Crikey.
Wednesday.
Today's the 6th, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll come out tomorrow. Wednesday.
You'll be you and a piano and nobody in the room tomorrow night on Town Arts Centre in Dundalk.
Yes.
That's lovely that you're touring it too.
Yeah.
Do you have to bring a piano with you?
Listen, I did the last tour I did. I took my own piano in the back of a van to every single day.
I asked that as a kind of a smart aleck question.
No,
really did.
Yes, and we went from Gweedore to Cork to all of these different points of the country.
Okay, go on.
But with a piano, like,
yeah. But by the same token, shouldn't a piano player take their own piano if you think about it?
And this is true, but you know, I wasn't taking a grand piano, and then when I was like, you know what, Jimmy, just book a grand piano and just do it for God's sake.
Right, and then someone comes in and tunes it and it's right.
It's so much easier.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful sound, a grand piano, obviously. So
for sure.
So, and again, Monaghan people are doing it, so it's supporting local as well. And it's lovely.
They're
the piano guys. Piano Centre up Monaghan, yeah.
Oh, good.
So literally 10 minutes.
Shop local.
10 minutes is like...
Yeah, just to say, there are other shops, but shop local. So wait, so are they travelling the country with you?
They're sending yards every day, so...
So you're in industry as well as everything else. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
You've become an industry. That's fantastic. I love it. Are the people from Iceland coming over with you at all?
Yes, they were over for the last day at the National Concert Hall too.
Right, okay.
It's a wonderful community of musicians and creators up there, and so many
Reykjavik people.
You wouldn't believe it. You need to go up there soon, actually. That would be...
You know, the funny thing is, with the Eurovision, and I'm not being smart, every year they send a really good song. It doesn't necessarily do huge business, but every year at the Eurovision, they have these really interesting melodies that it touches the sea shanty at times, but it's really good.
Yeah.
And all of us in the Eurovision community all go, oh, it's really... And we always kind of gravitate towards them. Maybe it's an Irish thing.
I think there's such an Irish-Icelandic connection.
Is that what... Yeah.
There's sort of a kinship there.
Maybe so.
And landscape-wise, people-wise, culture-wise, there's respect for music and for storytelling.
That's right.
It's very similar to here.
Yeah.
But it is... It seems like everybody in Iceland is a musician. I mean, I went to Iceland my first ever trip. I ended up in a nightclub with 20 people on a DJ set. Bjork was DJing. So it was just me and like 20 people and Bjork.
That's just
and a blizzard outside. And this is my first time arriving. It's like coming here and going to, I don't know where, somewhere in Enya sitting there. You
yes,
know,
of course it is.
Performing.
Isn't that mad?
So, but again, music is everywhere. Music storytelling is everywhere.
Yeah.
It is really just a fascinating
place. That's just something. Listen, Against the Atlantic. Talk to me about Against the Atlantic.
Piece inspired by Iceland. And I kind of wrote it on a plane over to before I landed in Reykjavik. I had an idea for a melody. And I went into the studio and we recorded it pretty quickly after that. But when you land into Reykjavik, you're conscious you've been flying for 3 hours over the Atlantic. You look out the plane window, there's an erupting volcano outside the airport.
That's right, yeah.
And there's blizzards, and you think, how could you not be inspired, really?
Or, in another case, why am I here?
Why am I here? Yes, and you're forcing you over a pint. So.
That's just a touch of reality. I thought you'd like to hear that, just to remind you. It's a lovely piece of music, isn't it?
Thank you, yeah.
It is. No. It's lovely to play it from time to time. But we're not going to play it now. We're going to play the other one. Anyway, we'll find it, and we'll play it. It's not mad the way that happened. The other thing, too, is you also have, he said, trying to cover up a new single, which is to promote the album. Am I right?
Yes, that is Against the Atlantic, actually.
That's it. But always Rise.
Another piece called Rising, which is a big... As I said, sexy tin whistle piece.
All right.
But I better not stray too far.
No, you're fine. Well, this is Against the Atlantic, I think.
Yes.
I couldn't be sure, but we'll know in a minute.